Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's Ed? I need somebody to talk to. Ed, get your ass back from Florida. I don't know what we're going to talk about today, though. Not like there's some big story in the news or anything. Where are you going to go?
We'll talk about 6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The appointment time is 6:02, not 6:01. 6:02. Ben, that's the appointment time.
Ben, I'm sorry you're dealing with this guy. Joe deals with it all the time. That's why Joe is angry. That's why He actually, Joe had a full head of hair when he started here.
I'm a dream to deal with. I'm a peach.
Get out of here.
I am a. People look forward to working with
me. You're the peach fuzz I can't get off of my lip. Like, man, what the hell is that?
People look forward. Ben looks forward to coming in here and seeing my smiley face. Tee!
Ain't nobody look forward to coming to work today to talk about Justin Tucker and these accusations. Ain't nobody.
My God. My gosh. It was all good just a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Remember he started making his kicks again? And where do you want to start with this, Rob?
Because first of all, let's go back to this. I said a couple of months ago when he was missing, we're going to find out there's something else going on with Justin Tucker.
There were a lot of rumors out there about stuff on the home front. And I'll say this, and if you've seen a lot of people post about it on social media, I heard this years ago.
Yeah, I've
heard this for years. Now, some people say, well, why didn't you come forward? And it's not my place, first off, because, again, it's until something is factual.
Yep.
And you have evidence of it, because I don't think any of the girls can prove this. I don't know if they can. I don't know how.
You can't have cameras in the massage room.
So, but I know four different people that were involved.
I know one.
That told me this happened years ago. And I was like, really? And then I heard it from multiple sources who don't know each other that it had happened. And then you start thinking about it, and it's like, well, if there's some smoke, you feel like there's going to be some fire. I don't know how it happens at different places. It's not true. Tucker did everything he's supposed to do and put out that information or put out his statement denying all the accusations. We'll see what comes of this. But, Rob, like one of the things that I had heard, and I think you heard the same thing from some people, but this is from somebody I really trust, that somebody from the Baltimore Banner, I think, was at the salon getting their hair done.
Right.
And overheard two of the massage therapists talking about it.
Right.
And that's how the investigation started.
So for you to go forth, not you, Jeremy, for you to say, well, why didn't they come forth 10 years ago? They didn't come forth now. Someone reached out to them. Stop victims. This is why women don't come forth with things like this, because eventually they get shamed. I don't care. For those of you that are saying they should have come out with this 9 or 10 years ago, let me flip it on you for a second. Look at it the other way around. These women had to live with this for the past 10 years.
I hope you don't mind me saying it, because you and I, we used the same massage therapist.
Yes.
And we both had heard that story at different times.
Yes.
Because after I heard you, I said, did you hear anything about any Ravens players?
And I just stopped and looked at you like, yeah.
And then you're like, oh. But again, like, I'm saying this. I trust the people that told me these stories, that these things went on. I do. I trust them. It doesn't mean that it's 100% accurate or it's even factual. Maybe I have some blind trust for people that I shouldn't, but there's too many people that have come forward to make me question what they're saying.
So this is national news, definitely, and we don't know where the Ravens or the NFL is going to go with this. I'm just amazed by the amount of people that have come instantly, blindly to his defense and blaming the people who are allegedly victims.
Yeah. You don't want to believe it because it's your guy.
Well, this is what and Jeremy, you've heard me say this for years. Why do we automatically assume that because someone is a good football player, baseball player, or basketball player, they're a good person? Why do we automatically assume? And then if they're not good, we don't care. You know, I don't care whether or not Denzel Washington is a good person. I don't care if Michael B. Jordan is a good person. I don't care if they're good people. Let me just go to the movie and watch the movie and see them perform. I care that they're good performers. But for some reason, we want to get personal with these athletes. I went last night and I met Gunnar Henderson. He's a great guy. And you found that out because of
what?
15 minutes of conversation with him?
If you got 15 minutes, but again, this is, I've seen Cleveland Browns fans saying, I'm tuning in, bye, hi guys, if to Baltimore radio to see if they have that same animosity towards their kicker as they had toward Deshaun Watson. The situation's very similar, except for one thing. You guys knew that he was doing this and traded for him. Like, there's an ongoing joke that the Browns offered 3 first-round picks for Justin Tucker after hearing this. You know, like, it's crazy the way that people react to this stuff, but I'll say this much. For Ravens fans, I do understand some of them that want to defend him because he's been your guy his entire career.
I don't.
I'm just saying, I understand why you... But if you don't have all the information, these are people that aren't privy to any side of it. This news comes out and blindsides them. It's like, you don't want to believe it at first. And I think that's what happens. And if there's more information that comes out, maybe they will. Maybe Justin will vindicate himself. But
I'm fortunate enough to honestly say, I don't love anybody that I don't know. I don't know you.
Yeah.
Therefore, I don't hate you. I don't know you. I know that you're able to do a job. Someone asked me, one of my kids, I think it was Stephanie, asked me years ago, how's Ray Lewis? He's a great football player. And I left it at that. He's a great football player. Why? Because that's all I know about him. I mean, I've had some, you know, the Ray Lewis sunny summer days and things like that, some accounts, but even then, he was performing. He just wasn't on the football field. I don't know this man. So stop giving an account to these people. You don't know them. You don't know them. You think you know them.
What did you say? And I'm not from third grade.
I don't know you, man. Go that way. But I'm not sitting here saying that Justin Tucker did it. But what I am saying, Jeremy, is it's not the first time I've heard about this.
Yes. Yeah. And I wonder how many other people there are in the media. Like, again, anybody that's gone and dealt with or became friends with, and I just happen to be friends with a handful of people in this field. You know, we've done endorsements for different spas. I don't know about you. I've had 2 or 3 of them.
Spaldy Avenue.
Yeah. And
is that still around?
Yeah, I think there's still. Well, they had a couple
spa up in.
They had the one in Abingdon.
I know that's still around. I don't know if the one on the Avenue is still there.
I haven't been in the Avenue in a long time, full disclosure. But, you know, like, we've done these things. My wife and I go for couples massages all the time. We've had people.
You massage couples?
Yeah. If you guys want us to come by your house and massage you, you just have to prove that you are a couple, and we will come by. But we get to pick who we massage.
No.
He's a guy. He's going to need these strong hands.
No.
You know, but here's the other part of this, too, is, like, I don't know why that people start that victim-shaming nonsense. Like, immediately you know what the answer is because he's been on your favorite team.
You know why this dude. You just said it. Mm-hmm. You just said why they started. Because you want to defend your person. You said it 7 minutes ago. You want to defend your guy. The guy that you think you know. You don't know him.
I'm sorry. I'm not defending any athlete blindly. I remember what one of my favorite players on the Ravens, and still is, like, was Ray Rice. And when that news came out and you saw the video, there's only one way to react to that. You know, there's only one way to react to it.
That hurt my feelings. That did. It hurt my feelings because Ray Rice was one of the few athletes that I did know. It hurt my feelings.
I've probably had 10 to 12 interactions with Justin Tucker. All of them have been amazing. Being around people, the way he interacts with people. I don't know him when the doors are closed. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. There are a lot of people out there that into some freaky, nasty stuff or just have some sort of affliction. Oh, Rob just raised his hand. What kind of freaky, nasty stuff are you into besides feet?
That's not freaky and nasty.
It is nasty. It falls under that category. It's feet.
It does?
Yeah. There's a lot of bacteria and disgusting stuff on that feet, man.
Oh, really? We talking about bacteria? Is that the topic of discussion?
Dirty ass feet.
Is that the topic of it? That's the only place you'll find that? Yeah, okay. All right.
You might find it in a crevasse.
You'll find it. Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what I mean? She cleans her feet. No.
Hey, let me numb your toes.
Roll to New Orleans at 6:30, but on the other side, what does the NFL do with this story about Justin Tucker? Do they wait, or do they get aggressive with it? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man. You know, I would much rather today just talk all college basketball and maybe opening day. I mean, not opening day. Pitchers and catchers reporting in a couple of weeks. I would love that. But that's not the story. The story is Ravens place kicker Justin Tucker is under fire right now.
Can I ask you, do you feel like if a celebrity or anyone that has money, if they pay out, Do you think that's an admission of guilt, or do you think that sometimes guys just want this to go away because the court of public opinion just keeps building?
No, man. If I'm accused of something
and I'm innocent,
but I know what the story could do to my reputation and prolong it, and I can cut a check that doesn't change my life, I'm cutting a check. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm cutting a check because...
I thought you were going the other way with that.
No. Yeah. If I cut you a check and
it keeps you out of court, plus the legal fees.
Exactly. That means it's going away eventually. You know what I mean? It's out of sight, out of mind. Something else is going to happen. Something else is going to happen down the road to make people forget about what I did or I was accused of doing, I should say. So I don't always believe writing a check to people is an admission of guilt. I think it's people having the means to make it disappear.
Yeah,
sometimes it's an admission of guilt, but I don't think always.
As I've said, I trust the people I've talked to. I think the story is absolutely 100% true.
I do too.
That doesn't mean that it is. That's just what I believe. I also believe that Memphis was going to cover last night, and they didn't. But you know, you look at some of these things that have happened, and the thing that I keep going back to is it's a bunch of different massage therapists from different places that he's been from in Towson and Pikesville and all over the place where you're going. Why are you going to all these different places unless...
Because you got kicked out of somewhere.
Well.
See, he never got kicked out of anywhere. Listen, if I pick up the phone, Jeremy, and say, look, man, we heard about what happened here. You're no longer welcome back. Because of who you are, you're not going to come back and protest it. Why did you kick me out? Because now everybody hears you saying that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're going to disappear. So where's the evidence that I kicked you out? There is none. I called you and told you. Or I called you and told you people that you're no longer welcome back.
So I heard another story. Again, these are all stories. It's just hearsay from other people, but people I trust that said at one point he was banned and blocked from going to a massage appointment and because he tried to set one up and they said no. So then one of his handlers, publicists, whoever it is, calls in and says, what the hell's going on? And they said, look, either you guys can take this for what it is, or we can move forward and go to the media with this and tell everybody what's going on. It's like, no. Nope.
Okay.
Exactly.
Like, okay, never mind.
No.
But in that case, it's easy for you to come back 9 years later and say, well, there's no record of that. Of course it's not. We talked on the phone.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and blindly defend someone, even though I've liked them or liked them and have, you know, great interactions with them. It doesn't mean I'm going to defend them when I don't know what went on. And plus, like as I've said numerous times, I've got friends that have known about this and talked about this that have been involved in this, and it's never come to light. And I never thought it was my place to go on the air and accuse somebody of something that I don't have 100%, you know, idea of whether or not he did it or didn't do it. I'm telling you, I think he did it.
So, Jeremy, what does the NFL do now?
He could get the proverbial slap on the wrist. I don't know how you prove this, and the other part of this, Rob, is like with Deshaun Watson's case, there were a lot of women that came forward.
Right.
A lot.
Six is not a lot?
I mean, it is, but here's the other part of this. Because with Deshaun, it wasn't all of them came forward at first. You heard about a few,
right.
then here's a few more.
Like, you know, it's 20, was it 22?
Yeah, got up in the 20s somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where it finished at, but maybe on the table. Sorry. I can't control myself. Justin Tucker. So it's, what?
Did you say Justin Tucker?
I think. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I don't think
Justin
that's what
Tucker.
I said. Tucker, my bad. Right. So, no, see, look, I'm trying to make this light as much as I can without getting in trouble. But, I don't know what the league does. I mean, they could issue a suspension just because it's bad for the Shield. What do the Ravens do? Do they issue their own suspension? And honestly, guys, like, I'm not saying you put two and two together and this is factual. The best kicker in the world had struggles this year that we've never seen him struggle with.
Ever.
And everybody's going, I don't understand why this is happening.
And again, back then I said, I think we're going to find out later on that this has nothing to do with football.
Yeah, there were other rumors too. But again, like, these rumors I believe. Well, now that they're stories because they've come out. And tell me the last time the Baltimore Banner... Justin Fenton might be one of the best investigative reporters we have in this state, period.
I don't ever want him on anything.
No, don't look up anything I've done in my past.
Justin, chill out, man.
Yeah, no comment. No comment,
I want
Justin.
Everybody in my circle, no comment with Justin Fenton. If he knocks on your door, just yell, I ain't home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't home.
If they come knocking on my door and say, we need to speak to Jeremy Cotton, it's the Baltimore Banner. He don't live here no more. He's gone.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. Man, at first I was thinking, well, after the Deshaun Watson, he couldn't be stupid enough. But then I see the timeline was way before Deshaun Watson or whatever. And initially I was like, no. But man, I think there's some, well, there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know why they waited so long, but
from my understanding, Mike, they didn't wait. People approached them. They approached them.
Yeah,
this probably would have never come out. Listen, do you think Justin Tucker is the only person that tried to get a little extra from a masseuse?
No.
Okay, so these masseuses were probably thinking, look, man, I've told somebody no before. Get out of here. You're Justin Tucker. You know what I mean? So they never, you know, this is not something that this never happens before. And I'm not excusing him. But these masseuses weren't coming forward. The story followed them. They didn't.
Okay, I see. But I think there's something to it, though, man. And y'all think that had anything to do with his performance earlier in the year?
Yeah, I do, personally. I mean, look, I said it earlier this year. You were talking about the greatest kicker of all time. We had joked if you shrunk that goalpost and made it two football sizes, that he'd kick it right down the middle every time.
Hey, Mike, I'm just curious, Mike. Are you a massage
enthusiast?
Okay. It's just been a while.
Yeah.
I had to hang up on him. It's been a while, man.
Yeah.
It's Friday. I'm feeling a little down. I had to hang up on Mike.
It's okay. I get it. This is going to be a lot to talk about. And if anybody is calling in with the, like, look, I'm telling you, I've heard this story. I believe it. I don't know if it's true.
And if you maybe heard some kind of wind of it, give us a call, 410-583-1057. If you want to defend them, please, we want to hear from you.
I want to hear every side of this.
Yeah, I do.
Because I definitely don't want to talk about it the whole time. So let some of you guys talk about it. But Rob, with this too, like as soon as I posted that story, I had people inboxing me saying, this is old news. I heard this 3 years ago. And I'm like, well, I heard it even longer than
that. My buddy Rachel used to be a bartender over at Looney's. Mm-hmm. As soon as I posted it, she was like, some of us known about this for years. Yeah, Rachel, you're right.
And again, they've been accusations, so we have to say that. Tucker put out a statement. It's a long statement. I'm not going to read the whole thing on the air, but he's denying all the allegations.
This is not over. Trust me when I tell you that. Shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, the road to New Orleans. Where does you're a perfect person to talk about this, Jeremy. With another Super Bowl win, if he wins another one, where do you put Andy Reid in the pecking order of all-time great coaches? Road to New Orleans up next.
I never thought about this, and I have an answer.
On the Fan. 7:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Andy Reid is a man that's been to the Super Bowl before with the Philadelphia Eagles. They lost that Super Bowl to the New England Patriots. Donovan McNabb threw up in that game. He got Terrell Owens back from a broken ankle in that game. Just not enough to beat the New England Patriots. He then goes to Kansas City Chiefs, turns them into a contender with Alex Smith. And then he gets a young man by the name of Patrick Mahomes, and the lights were turned out on the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
He since then won three Super Bowls, right?
Yeah,
three. Won one, lost one, won two.
And going for the three-peat this year.
Going for the three-peat this year. He's won three Super Bowls there. This is his fifth Super Bowl appearance with this team, six overall. With a win in this year's Super Bowl, Jeremy Cobb, what does that put Andy Reid in the pecking order of all-time great coaches?
I think he's got to be up near the top. You look at some of the great coaches. So Bill Belichick has six. Chuck Knoll has four. Bill Walsh had three. Joe Gibbs had three. Andy Reid has three. Lombardi with two. I mean, these are some of the – Bill Parcells. Tom Coughlin was a great coach. Tom Landry. He's in this group. Like, he has more Super Bowls than these guys. I think
– like Coughlin does have two.
Yeah.
He won both with the Giants.
Yeah. So I do think that I would put Andy Reid in my top three, top five. So it's funny. When I start comparing him to Bill Walsh, I go, they're both brilliant offensive minds. whose style do I like more? Bill Walsh with the West Coast offense and everything else that was going on.
Whose style do I like more? Joe Montana. Bill Walsh said him. So yeah. That's what I like more.
Well, they had Pat Mahomes, too. And
Joe Montana.
He's a biracial angel, according to most.
Yeah. He is the Derek Jeter of football.
I have him in my top three. I think I put Andy Reid over Bill Walsh. Yeah.
All right, give me the winningest coach. Coaches in four Super Bowls. Again.
Belichick, six.
Oh, stop for a second. Belichick, what is he known for? Is he innovative at anything?
Defense.
Okay, who's next?
Chuck Knoll.
Is he innovative at anything?
Defense, right?
Yeah. Who's next?
Bill Walsh. Offense. Joe Gibbs. I think
he won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks.
I think he's brilliant.
Yeah. So he's known for that. Who else?
Then we have Andy Reid is the next one with three. Brilliant offensive mind, brilliant play designer, and smart enough to let other guys handle certain aspects of the game so he can focus on what he's good at.
Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Joe Gibbs is one of the most underrated great coaches ever. Joe Gibbs won with Mark Rippon.
Joe Gibbs got a kicker, an MVP.
Joe Gibbs won with Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, and Mark Rippon.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's think about that for a second. Who did Chuck Knoll win with? One quarterback and a great defense.
Oh, Terry Bradshaw.
Who did Bill Belichick win with? The greatest quarterback of all time. Who did Bill Walsh win with? The guy that he took that title from, the greatest quarterback of all time. Who did Joe Gibbs win with, man? In all time, he didn't win with an all time great in anything. There's schools, you know. Joe Theismann's not even an all time greatest quarterback of Notre Dame.
Well, I think you got a great point with this, but it's always fun to bring this up because, like, you know, you guys. I don't remember if it was on the air or off the air, but I was telling. I think it was on the air where I was talking about Nikola Jokic, and you were making fun of me because. I'm telling everybody, if you look at what he's doing, I did cut the nipples out of my shirt so I could touch it. If you look at what Nikola Jokic is doing, it's like, where do I put him in the pantheon of players? And I know you have to wait for his career to be over, but like we all have an idea of who our top 10 is. At some point, you have to start realizing some of the guys you have in your top 10 are probably coming out for guys that are playing today.
I think Andy Reid is, if he's in the top five, he's number five. If he's not in the top five, he's number six. He's right five or six to me.
He's either three or four
for me. I can't forget. I mean, the dude. He won with three different quarterbacks. To me, he's not better than Bill Belichick. He's not.
Is it weird that I don't have Chuck Knoll in my top three?
I think that is weird. The top three. No.
This is pre-salary cap. This is how many Hall of Famers were on that team? And again, I'm not knocking for having them, but well, when I'm comparing the guys.
Bill Walsh and Joe Gibbs were pre-salary cap.
Yeah.
Because Bill Walsh would not have been able to have Joe Montana and Steve Young on the same team in the salary cap.
Fair enough.
But I think they're great. I think they're all-time greats.
What do they all think about Justin Tucker? You know this, we can't get away from this.
Trust me, it's our barbershop topic of the day.
We got this sent yesterday to us, the Justin Tucker stuff, and immediately I'm going, So this is what I'm talking about for the next 3 months until baseball gets here, right? This is what's going to be going on. Speculation.
Fat Mike, Max, and Rashawn, hold tight. We get to you in the barbershop topic of the day, which is up next. But right now we're talking about coaches with Johnny and Dundalk. Johnny.
Fellas, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, yo, Rob, I got a new bottle of bourbon I'm going to try this weekend.
What
it's
is
called
it?
The Representative.
A representative?
Yeah, it's like a light-skinned bourbon. It's not dark. It's kind of light. But I'll let you know about it, Rob. It's called the Representative.
I think he's looking it up right now.
Man, Representative Bourbon, light-skinned bourbon. There ain't no such thing.
I was afraid to buy it because, you know, fool, it's a little dark. But, hey, look, Rob, I kind of agree with you a little bit. I think Joe Gibbs got to be the greatest coach because, man, he did it with three different quarterbacks. And the other guy, Tom Brady, he went off and won one on his own. I think Patrick Mahomes could go anywhere and win another one. So I got to give it to Joe, Rob.
Joe Gibbs is up there, man. I think he's one of the most underrated of all the greats, in my opinion, Johnny. Thanks a lot. I'm looking it up right now, man. Ain't bad. $65 a bottle, but it ain't light skin. Because if it was,
You wouldn't drink it? The only thing the only thing Rob likes mixed is women. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Probably my favorite thing that you've ever said, because it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Because, by the way, and that's I love mixed drinks, I know that's not you.
That ain't my thing, man.
Give me an umbrella. Put a nice little brandy cherry in there.
I gotta make my mind up.
Okay.
Do you want Coke and whatever you're drinking? Now you gonna have bourbon mixed with ginger ale, man. What are you doing? That's a sin. Come here, let me hit you.
Whiskey and ginger makes more sense, but like it's
no,
yeah,
well, yeah, no.
Jameson and ginger ale go great together. Jack and ginger go great together if you like Jack.
Jack and ginger are a good couple.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7:15. Don't you go anywhere, because that's what's going on here. But on the other side, I'm telling you, Justin Tucker thing is all the sports world is talking about. It happened at a perfect time, the week off of the Super Bowl. Well, if Justin Tucker probably wanted it to happen next week, if it's going to happen at any time. A barbershop topic. Should the Ravens wait until everything unfolds to decide on discipline? If they need to discipline at all, Jeremy. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:45 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris down in Florida, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. What should the Ravens do next, Jeremy? Should they wait for more to unfold, or should they address this issue now?
Man, that's such a tough thing to even put on anyone. Like, oh, because you don't know you don't have all the information yet. So I don't know that you can do anything now. And the other thing to ask, Rob, is if the Ravens implement their own punishment, who's to say the league's not going to come in and add to it or say it's not enough? Or what if you punished them way more than the league was going to? Is that even in consideration? Where does the football side of things come into something like this? You get what I'm saying? Like, are you going to go out and suspend your own guy for something we don't know whether it's true or not? You can believe whatever you want to believe. I believe the women. But yeah, it's I guess you got to wait till all the information's out. You got a long time before the season starts, unless you're suspending him from off-season activities or anything like that. I don't know.
Yeah. They almost have to address something now. It doesn't have to be a suspension or disciplinary action right now, but they have to address it. They can't go with fully aware of the accusations against Justin Tucker. You can't go with that.
No.
You can't go with that. You have to be proactive. You can't wait just for the league to do their investigation. You have to be proactive in this, and your approach has to be as if these accusations are taken very seriously. You have to move forward. Something has to be done now. The Ravens have been in a position where something came forward. They heard about it. They didn't act on it. And then they got caught, you know, almost like, you know, they ignored it.
Yeah.
And we know how that happened. How that worked out for them. They have to be aggressive in investigating the situation. 410-583. 1057 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Middle River. What's up, Mike?
Hi. I just wanted to say there's no way Justin Tucker should be doing these kind of things. You know, when you have money and access, there's just no excuse for the behavior. And if you say that you don't care what he does in his personal life, that's condoning it.
Who?
Who said that?
Rob.
I said that?
Yeah, you said there's a line that you don't care between their personal and professional life.
No, you took my words completely out of order. I said, I don't care what kind of person they are, just perform. I don't say I don't care what they are. I don't go on defending people or thinking guys are good guys because they're good performers. That's the context of my conversation.
He was talking about it from the other standpoint.
That's the context. You took my conversation way out of context, Mike. That's what I meant.
Understood that.
Yes, you certainly did. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Max in Churchville. What's up, Max?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Very well. I actually saw Justin Tucker. I ran into him at a Home Depot up in Timon, Mississippi, like 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, he's a nice guy. I took a selfie with him. And whenever I went to leave, you know, Payne, there's this very cute, young, attractive girl. And she looked like she just saw a ghost, man. I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, Justin Tucker just gave me his phone number. Yeah. And that's not an indictment on him in anything, you know. But she was like, I think he's married. And I went back to the job site. I'm telling the guys, the coworkers, the story. And the customer, she kind of chimes in and said that she works at high-end childcare facilities, and
Max, we don't want to go down that road.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't want to go down that road.
I mean, everybody's just speculating now, and I don't know. I mean, people are gonna, if you're calling and telling your stories of personal things that you saw, like, even that's hearsay. You know, it's up to people to believe whether or not they want to believe you and what you're saying. But, yeah, I mean, look, this is going to be a tough situation all around.
I don't want to go into that, though. You know what I mean? That's you know, it's, I just don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one of them's a crime and the other one's not. Not to say that you sit here and acknowledge it and say, oh, this is okay, that's okay. But guys are going to want, you know, when it comes to their personal lives and dating, how many times have we heard this about professional athletes? We've heard about baseball players putting their phone numbers on baseballs and throwing it into the crowd and things like that. So it happens, but you can't sit here and say that that's exactly what happened with Tucker in that incident, but it wasn't there.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. How should the Ravens treat this incident? Let's go to Rashawn, or these accusations, I should say. We don't know whether an incident or not. Rashawn, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Hey, it's mighty funny, like, too, what was that, Buffalo a couple weeks ago, man, me and Dustin ran into Justin Tucker at the team hotel and everything, and he was acting like a little groupie, man, chasing at him. Justin Tucker, I'm like, chill out, Dustin, man, he's just a grown man, don't do that, man. So we took a picture with him, he was cool and everything, but so these accusations, when they came out, like, it was December, right, because I was hearing some other stuff about Tucker, and I texted a very reliable source to me about some other accusation. It was like, yeah, that too, and plus some Deshaun Watson problems. I was like, what? So, I mean, and I kind of believe it. Like I said, Tucker's a good guy. You know, I wouldn't expect it from him, but I'm not surprised. I expect something like this from maybe from Marlon Humphreys, maybe, but.
Stop it. You know, it's stop. Just, stop. Stop. Again, stop. Stop. We ain't doing that, man. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
For those of you that are wondering if you and Jeremy heard about these things, why did you say something? Because of the way he just did.
Yeah.
Look, if that comes from one of us, we just planted a seed on that guy.
Well, the other thing is this. Like,
I'm not doing that today. I'm not.
The other part of it is this, too. It's like, Rob, we heard this years ago.
Yeah.
If I come on the air, I need to have something to back it up, which means I need them to come in and say, hey, this is what happened, or else I'm sitting here fighting this on my own. And again, I don't know whether it's true or not. I trust the people that told me. I do. Like, I've known these people for a long period of time. A bunch of them.
Yeah.
Some of them I had just met, and it's like, hey, did you know this was going on? I said, you're the third person that told me about this.
And keep in mind, the Baltimore Banner did an article on this. They didn't do it until they investigated. Someone heard people talking about it.
And again, I brought this up.
They didn't write an article immediately. What did he do? He investigated first.
I mean, the people from the Banner can tell you if it's true or not, but from what I heard, they were in somebody was in a salon getting their hair done, and two of the hairdressers were talking about Tucker and an incident that had happened. And when a reporter hears that, they start asking questions. And from what I was told, the girls were like, whoa, I don't know that I want to go that far with it.
Right.
And then, of course, once you hear it, you're going to start investigating and what they find out. I mean, there's a handful of these salons, massage, you know, therapists, whatever you want to talk about, wherever you're going to get this done, these high-end places that say they have banned them. Justin Tucker said he's not banned from anywhere. Believe who you want to believe.
If I'm Justin Tucker and I'm not banned from these places, you know what I'm going to do?
Go get a massage?
I'm going Facebook Live, social media live, and I'm walking up to these places and I'm setting an appointment and I'm proving that I'm not banned. I'm having take the media members with you. Walk up to them. Prove you're not banned. Prove it. Mm-hmm. This is an easy fix, man. You can prove this today. You're not banned. Go into these places. Set an appointment, or set an appointment online, or however you set it. Take a screenshot. Hey, see, here's the date. Here's the time. I have an appointment. How am I banned? This is an easy fix. It is.
Yeah. But, again, he's going to be told by people, whether it's attorneys. I don't know if this is moving forward with that aspect of it. That's the other part of it. Is there going to be a criminal suit, a civil suit? Any of that going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, from what we've heard, nobody asked for money.
No.
So people are like, oh, they're just coming forward now. From what I heard, nobody's asked for anything yet. Doesn't mean they won't.
And again, this started not for somebody coming forward. This started because someone went to them as part of an investigation. if something happens to Jeremy and they want to investigate, well, it happened between the time he left work and was supposed to be home. They're going to come to me and ask, as part of the investigation, what I know. I didn't call the police. They came to me. This reporter with the son, Justin, he went to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is investigative reporting. Nobody went forth. So for those of you wondering, hey, why did it take 10 years? Well, you know, you can ask that question.
I also bring
this forward, Jeremy. That means they had to live with it that long. Mm-hmm. If it indeed happened, they had to live with it that long.
Well, and then it's weird that a lot of the stories are very similar of the things that went on. Like, they were talking about the different types of things they do. It's not uncommon that men would get an erection during a massage.
You said that.
Yeah. I was getting one from Charlie, and like, it happens. Like, it feels good, right? Like, it doesn't happen to you? Charlie's good. He gets in there deep. All right, let me stop with this because this is a serious topic.
Charlie is not.
He's a massage therapist.
I mean, I know a female named Charlie.
Oh, well.
She might massage me, but he ain't doing nothing.
I don't have a problem.
You know why? Because I'm afraid he might get excited.
Well, they talked about different things that they use, like almost pulling the sheet down to hold the person down. And they said they were doing, this is what was alleged, they were doing that with Tucker and he was wiggling free. What they do, there's no way that you're getting out. Like, you're going to be in this. You're going to be like tucked in, pun intended. But they said he kept wiggling out by swinging his hips. And you know, the one woman said she found semen on the.
And this is all part of the. This is not Jeremy.
No, I'm not making jokes now.
This is in the article.
Yeah. The one woman.
You're giving parts of the article.
Yeah, the woman had said, one of the massage therapists said when she came in, she found semen on the table. And somebody said, are you sure? She said, look, I know what semen looks like. It was semen. So, again, all this stuff being alleged. And when you start looking into the things that were going on, like basically taking your penis and making sure it hits their hand when they go by. He constantly wanted the inside of his thighs to be rubbed. So there's,
and again,
allegedly,
this is what's in the banner. Am I right?
Yes, it's in the banner article. If you want to read it,
we give shovels at 7:15. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. What should the Ravens do next, if anything? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Barbershop Topic of the Day on the Fan.